And good morning. You are listening to The Canon on WMFO 91.5. It is Friday, March 2nd. Happy to be here with all of you. My partner is not quite here yet. It's a pretty stormy day, actually. Winds are about 60 to 70 miles an hour. It's pretty rainy, but that's okay. Kind of a rough walk over here. But we're gonna lighten it up this morning with some guitar music. Now, guitar in some ways is kind of underutilized in the classical spectrum. When a lot of people say classical guitar, they really mean flamenco style guitar, which is a Spanish style of guitar. And since the Baroque period, when the Baroque guitar was quite popular among the nobility, the guitar has kind of been underutilized, but we'll see that there's some important pieces for guitar, and there are also some interesting transcriptions for guitar where other music has been transcribed onto guitar. So that will be quite interesting. And then in the 20th century, people have begun to recognize the importance of guitar music and also have tried to compose new things for the guitar specifically. It's kind of like a kind of makes me think of the viola, because the viola itself is kind of underutilized until the 20th century also, although it was more popular in the Baroque period because the viola actually precedes the violin. So the first piece we're going to have this morning is a piece by the famous violinist, actually, Niccolo Paganini. He wrote a lot of music for guitar, though this is a more guitar accompaniment, but I really like this piece. I always play it on warmer days, actually. Not really appropriate for today, but hopefully it will brighten our spirits. So here it is, Sonata Number 1, Opera Postuma, as in this is a published after his death. But here it is, great piece for violin and guitar, played by Juliu Bertok and Nevin Sulic. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are back. There we just had the first piece that you heard after Paganini was Guitar Sonata Grande, Sonata Number 1, Allegro, by Fernando Sor, who is probably considered to be one of the foremost composers of guitar music in the classical genre. People considered him to be the Mozart of guitar, and he did, in fact, transcribe a lot of music from Mozart onto guitar. So I guess that makes a lot of sense. And then we had La Catedrale, which is a piece by Agustin Barrios. That's a very mournful, somber piece. Shows some of the expressive power of guitar, like the warmth, but also the emotional intensity of the classical nylon string guitar. One of my favorite pieces, some of the first pieces that I listened to when I was trying to get into guitar music. So now just a quick PSA, which is especially important due to these high winds. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Very important message from WMFO and ready.gov. This is Tufts Educational Radio. So I think that's pretty applicable today. Pretty windy, actually. Just heard that my older brother, who lives in Washington, D.C., does not have to go to work today. He works for the government, and he actually, the trains in D.C. are completely stopped because of the wind. So I guess that's good for him. But here we are still in Boston. So coming up next, we have Antonio Vivaldi's Sonata for Lute, Violin, and Continuo, which is arranged for guitar. But the lute, you know, pretty much synonymous with the guitar in the Baroque era. So here it is. Nice piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we are back here. That's just the end of Claude Debussy's Arabesque No. 1, played on guitar, arranged on guitar. Great piece, actually. I really enjoyed that one. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the pieces we've had this morning. Very interesting mix. I really like those two pieces that we had by Yannis Xenakis from the Orestia, his piece the Orestia, played on steel string guitar. And then before that we had a mandolin concerto in G major, number one Allegro, by Johann Hommel, the student of Mozart. And I included that because it's quite similar to guitar. Then we had Iberia by Enrique Granados. And so now we're going to finish it up with a transcription onto the guitar, a piece by Bach, a fugue in G minor. Please enjoy your week and try to stay safe in these winds. Have a nice week.